broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we're back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mike Salmon with you, 2019 FinTech South Technology Conference. And we are joined by Stephen Payer, co-founder and CEO of BitPay. And Stephen, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
What's it been like today? I know you guys have a booth. I saw you guys earlier. How's your day been going?
Oh, it's a great show. This is actually my first time in the stadium here. So
Never been in here before, ever?
Never, Nope.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
It's a great spot for a conference like this. You know, Atlanta's lucky to have this facility, and I think it was a great move to bring FinTech South here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've been talking about some of the numbers all day long as far as Atlanta and what a leader it is when it comes to FinTech. BitPay, though, you're a leader as well. Talk about your company and what you do.
Right. So we were founded in 2011, and we make it easy for companies to accept Bitcoin or blockchain payments. And today we process a little bit over $1 billion a year in cryptocurrency payments. And in fact, we're the world's largest payment provider in the space. We estimate we process around 80% of the transactions related to buying or selling goods and services in cryptocurrency.
That's amazing.
So,
that's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, we're excited to.
So you're not just leading, you're dominating that area.
I guess you could say that, sure.
For those that are not familiar with cryptocurrency, how would you explain that to them?
Cryptocurrency is an asset issued on a new kind of database, and you can think of it like a database that doesn't require a database administrator. And so it just eliminates the need for one company to run the database and operate the database. And of course, Bitcoin is the oldest blockchain database in the world and the most secure blockchain database in the world. And most of our payments are done on the Bitcoin blockchain. It works very similar to, when you use a wallet, it looks very similar to what you're used to in opening up an app on your phone that shows you a bank account balance. You'll see a balance in whatever cryptocurrency you're using. You scan a QR code or click a button on a website, and that brings you to a payment and initiates a payment, and you basically click OK to accept the payment. It's not very complicated, really, but it's very intimidating. We use a lot of words that people are unfamiliar with, and so it can be very intimidating for people.
To play devil's advocate, security. I know that's always a concern, and with technology, the bad guys are always trying to get ahead of the good guys.
That's right.
How do you stay ahead of the bad guys?
Well, for us, it's life or death. You'll find probably the best security experts in the world working at blockchain or Bitcoin companies, because if we get hacked and our Bitcoins get stolen, there's no bank you can go to and say, please undo that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way. And actually, blockchain technology itself is a key to running and operating a really secure company these days. Even if you're not doing anything related to payments or cryptocurrency, you could really use this technology to improve, your back office operations. If you're using a traditional database, you can think about moving to a blockchain architecture for that database, and it would make it pretty much impossible for a hacker to modify your database if you did that. So, so blockchain as a technology is a very key ingredient, I think, in the future of securing the internet.
We're talking with Stephen Payer with BitPay here at the FinTech South Technology Conference. When do you see society, I don't know if it's going to happen in our lifetime, but maybe our kids' lifetime, go cashless? When do we hit that point, you think?
Well, I think it's soon. It certainly will happen in our lifetimes. At least I hope it will. For
you have a lot
reasons.
To gain. Yeah,
I'd like to be around there. I think it's cashless. It makes sense. When I first got into this industry, I remember thinking that you take a dollar bill and it's a worthless piece of paper with worthless ink stamped on it, and yet everybody assigns it value. And what that fundamentally means is that it's an information system. And if it's an information system, we should be able to do that completely electronically. Of course, people are going to be, very sensitive to losing privacy and a lot of the benefits of physical cash. But I think those will be addressed. Those concerns will be addressed, and we can have a digital payment that protects and preserves people's privacy. And then over time, people will warm up to that and start using that. But we've been on this path to digitization for 50 plus years already. So it's just a progression over time.
You guys are the leaders as far as the processing of the Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. You talked a little bit about that. You're finding a lot of competitors now springing up all over the place?
All over the world, yes.
Yeah.
We have a handful of competitors scattered around the world, and we've got to stay on top of our game to keep moving forward, keep innovating, keep adding support for other cryptocurrencies, other blockchains. It keeps us on our toes.
I'm known for asking a dumb question every once in a while, so I'll ask my dumb question. You know, Bitcoin is kind of the name everybody associates with cryptocurrency. It's, mm-hmm. it's the most popular. You got the name BitPay.
Right.
I mean, obviously, there's a lot of value just in that name.
Uh-huh.
The bit part, did you have to get permission from Bitcoin to use that, or is that? I mean, can that be used by anybody?
Well, if you know where Satoshi Nakamoto is, then maybe I can go ask him. But Bitcoin is anybody can use that term. It's just it was the name assigned to this blockchain that Satoshi Nakamoto invented, and really, it's up to the market to decide how that word is used.
I got you.
You know.
Yeah, I'm learning today. This has been very informative, very educational today, talking to a lot of industry experts and so forth. Before I let you go, because I know things are starting to wind down, I know you got places you got to go. Where do you see BitPay in 5 years, 10 years? Obviously, you want to still dominate and so forth, but my head explodes just thinking how big this can be, and I want to grab your coattails and be your lifelong friend if possible.
Well, at BitPay we are the world's leader in blockchain payments, and but we view ourselves more importantly as a payments company. Blockchain and Bitcoin happen to be great technologies that we're built around, and we think that's the future. But what we're innovating, what we focus on every day, is making a great payment experience. So looking out 4 or 5 years from now, we want to make it so that when you walk into a restaurant, you expect to be able to pay with a blockchain payment every bit as much as you expect to be able to pay with a Visa and a MasterCard and any other form of payment.
Hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later, as we talked about.
I think we're on a less than a 5-year timeline on that.
Lastly, to be based here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. with the talent that coming out of the school, and the cost of living and everything, you're right in the center of the whole cryptocurrency universe, just about.
I believe so, yes. Atlanta's a great city to be in. It's got a great, obviously a great fintech industry here, a lot of companies in the fintech space, and it's just a great place to be, a great, very livable city, and we like where we're at.
Stephen Payer with BitPay, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
And a quick reminder, we'll be wrapping things up shortly. I think we've got one more interview to go here at the FinTech South Technology Conference, and then we'll call it a wrap from Mercedes-Benz Stadium here on Business Radio X.